2005. Simon Lamed Beis.
Tesvov. In La'achar Shenichtav. Siv Tesvov. In La'achar Shenichtav, after the letter was written. Nika betochahei o hamem, a hole, the cloth became punctured with a hole. We're talking about inside a letter. So inside a letter, it could be a hey, it could be a mem, it could be a chaf. These have insides. So what's the question here in the Shulchan Aruch? What question is the Shulchan Aruch dealing with? Let's look right away at the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotan Lamed Dalit. Nakdim Shtei Hakdomas, two introductions, Vachakach Nevoer, Bezer HaShem Yisbarach. Then we'll explain the Sif. Two introductions. Aleph, number one. Kaloi Sorech She'elov Tzura Haroi La'oso Os, Vim Lav Posel. Every letter has to have a certain basic tzura. Now, a beis can't look like a gimel, and a dalet and a zayin can't look like a vav, and a ches can't look like a yud. So that you learn the halachas. What's called is a certain the halachas of the osios, which was maybe we'll learn it later in Mishnah Seifrim. Maybe we'll go through it. A very nice book printed, all sorts of pictures. You see exactly the os. So you learn what the minimum halacha demands of an os, of a kuf, of a beis, of a dalet, of a shin. Because the basic, we're going to be calling that now tzuras ha'os, a basic tzuras ha'os. Uvazayin chilakim lo nichtav kilchos, if it wasn't written properly in the first place, or machakach miskalkal, or if it got ruined afterwards, obviously if it's missing now the basic tzura, it's missing the basic tzura, it doesn't matter when it happened. It will have later, if a drop of ink falls onto your tefillin, and it ruins the kuf, and it doesn't look like a kuf anymore, the tefillin's possible, it doesn't matter. Beis. Kolo shen givil mukuf lo mi'arba ruchose apsula. Right? That we know, mukuf givil. We know by tefillin it would be more properly called mukuf cloth, but okay, it's called mukuf givil. It has to be surrounded on all four sides with cloth. V'dinza yeshnei pratim. There's two specific dinim that govern this. One, dafkim lahoyim mukav vil kodim tziva, the psul of mukav vil. The disqualification of mukav vil is only if it happens at the time you're writing the oath. If the oath was never formed being mukav vil, avlam lachar tziva, but if it happened after the writing, nasenekev, a hole or a kra, somuch laos mi bachutz, v'alyadeze eno mukav vil, or even if the ink, like ran, and now the ink of the letter is touching another letter. But it still has the basic tzura sos. It looks like the letter, but the problem is it's not mukav gvil, because the ink's touching another ink. So if that happened afterwards, kosher. Kmoshius Boyer. Kmoshius Boyer, Besif Tazayan, Mishulchan Aruch. Beis das rov ha-poskim, that even in the formation of the letter, when there is a din of mukav gvil, most poskim hold ein tzorech lios mukav gvil rak mi bachutz la osios. Four, on all four sides around the os, on the outside, the lo besolchan, but inside, like think of inside a hay. Let's say inside a hay, there would be a hole in the parchment. So the inside of the ink of the hay is not mukav gvil, there's a hole there. It still looks like a hay. Didn't lose its tzura, and there's mukav gvil on the outside of the hay, but on the inside, or any letter with an inside, a chaf, a beis, a kuf, any letter with an inside. What letter doesn't have an inside? A vav, an aleph, a zayin, right? A yud, right? A gimbal. Okay, good, you got the idea. So a letter with an inside, is that a problem of mukav gvil? Most poskim hold not. Chutzmeir Yishalmi Shemachmir Zem. Yishalmi is Machmir. That even the inside of the letter, right? Again, you have a ink. You have a line of ink. So you have the outside, and you have the inside, right? So, if it has an inside, if the letter has an inside. On a Vav, everything's outside. On a Beis, you have an inside. Does it matter that the inside has to, the inside part of the ink, so to speak, has to be Muk of Kvil? So that's, most hold it doesn't, Yushami hold it does, but remember, the whole problem of Muk of Kvil is Bishas the writing. After the writing, there's never any problem of Muk of Kvil. So, Vatanor Levoya Shulchan Aruch. So now the Shulchan Aruch right away is a little strange, the lashon, because the Shulchan Aruch's first din is that you do not need Muk of Gvil on the inside of the letter. So now the problem is, the funny thing is that the Shulchan Aruch chose to say im la'achar shenichtav nikav betocha heyo hamem, if there became a hole, if the cloth was punctured in the hay or in the mem, it's kosher, afilu nikav kol toko, the whole inside was punctured. Shehanekev emalei kol acholo. Why? Because you don't need muk of gvil on the inside. Avol birushalmi mashma, shegam befnim tzorach shiyeh muk of klav. What's funny about the machaber is, if, since that's the din he's telling you, why in the world did he say that it happened after it was written? After it was written, there's never a problem of muk of gvil. You following? That's very strange about the machaber. There's really no answer. Mishnah Berurah says, the reason of the Shulchan Aruch's din, the point that the Shulchan Aruch wants to make is that the bifnim ain tzorich lakof as gvil. Even if the whole became after it was written, before it was written, it's kosher if it's on the inside, because there's no din of book of gvil on the inside. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, even if the stammer holds there, and it's still Muk of Gvil on the inside, you should not write the letter. Even if it's still Muk of Gvil on the inside, it's not in the hole in the cloth. So you're not supposed to write it that way, lechatchila. Avul Bem is a Mobar Vakosov, if he did it, you don't have to do anything, because the Shulchan Aruch holds there's no din of Muk of Gvil on the inside of the letter. The finals that have three sides, and there's a space in the letter. Chav Peshuta. Chav Peshuta is what we call a Chav Sofis, and then the Chav. Doesn't it start off with an inside? How does an end the chaf look in a Sefer Torah? The beginning has a toch. Not ksav ashuris. There's a siddur with ksav ashuris, no? What, this has the letters? Tikkun. Here, lemech. This is not called a toch? I guess not. Yeah, it's not called a toch. This is nothing. A toch would need three sides. There's only two sides in an end of chaf. The way we write it is three sides. But the way... And the written chaf is three sides. Yeah. I mean, the way I was taught to write it, I was taught to write it like a regular chaf and then put a line down. But I see in the printed chaf, this is called osios meruba. That's what this is called, osios merubos. And it's called, of course, Ksav Ashuris. So there's Taka no Toch. Okay, so he says, Avo Chav Peshuta V'Choshkein Vav V'Chadoyim Elav Toch Mikri. Okay. Kol HaCholo. There's a hole in the whole Cholo. Tafilu Noga HaNekiva Boz Gufa. It might even be touching the ink. Kol Shenisha Srita Daka. All you need is one thin layer of ink on the other side of the hole, it's going to be fine. There's no shear how thin your letter could be. There's no shear to the thickness of the os. As long as there's a thin line of ink, it's fine. Avol kosher ain't shear loy v'hoisius. Okay, shagam avol b'yushal. So again, the din of the mechaber, you got to learn the words. You got to become fluent with the words. The din of the mechaber is that the tocha os does not have a din of book of gvil. And really it's nogea at the time you're writing the letter, not after you write the letter. Mechaber is mamash funny for writing it that way. Shagam b'fnim the Yerushalmi holds, v'im kein dino kibi b'chutz. Emoya ha-nekev b'tochov, there was a hole filling up the whole inside. Again, what you're talking about is that there is no parchment on the inside of the os. There's a hole there. There's no parchment. It's not book of mill on the inside. So if it's there, kaidim tziv apostle, the Yerushalmi holds. Bayim b'tal the people god the b'shem alavush yesh lahakmi ke Yerushalmi. B'dal the Yerushalmi tzorech ha-kofas ha-gvil, בחורת דודם מבפנים כמו מבחוץ על כן המניקה בתוך על קודם הקציב אצל האוס ועל ידי זה אין המוקף כביל יש לגרור מעט מבפנים מעובי הקו של האוס ויהיה מוקף כביל. This is another din which is good to know. Mukav kvil is a problem, but if you could remove the mukav kvil without ksiva. Remember, if you form a letter without writing, but by you put down a blob of ink and you take away every ink that doesn't look like a vav, so that's called choik toiches. When you get rid of the ink and you're left with, it's sort of like tassav alomana osli, someone said. It's a good marshal. It's like if you have a bale of hay and you take away all the hay, you don't have a kosher sukkah, what's left. Because you didn't, that you formed, that's like choik toiches. So here also it's like choik, it's called choik toiches by letters. So, but you can do that afterwards. It's called Chay Toiches. If you have a Muk of Gvil problem, though, if you basically formed the letter, but even at the time of the formation, there was a Muk of Gvil problem, you right away touched the letter to another letter. So you have a Muk of Gvil problem, and it's possible. You could go afterwards and scrape away where it's touching. You, A, have no problem of Chay Toiches, and always it goes together, we explain. B, you have no problem of Shalok Kasidra. Even if you wrote 10 words already, and then you look back and you said, oh my goodness, there's two letters touching. If it retains the Tzura Sa'os, if it retained the basic Tzura of the letter, it's just that it was not Book of Gvil, because at the time of the writing you let it touch another oath, you could scrape it away. It's not Chayk Toiches. Getting rid of a lack of Muk of Gvil is not a Chayk Toiches problem. You understand what that means? As long as the letter has the Tzura Sa'os, it looks like the letter. It's just, it's not Muk of Gvil, you don't have a Chayk Toiches problem scraping away the Muk of, the lack of Muk of Gvil, and it's also not a Shalok Kesidran problem. The whole psul is only b'shas ksiva, but if you do it b'shas ksiva, you got a problem. It's possible.
So it's possible, but then you can fix it.
You could fix it by scraping away.
What if it comes back?
Then it's not even a problem.
Then it's not even a problem. Ksiva is how. Like,
the din of Book of Gvil. The din of Book of Gvil is only on the time you're writing the os. But it's not a din. If you want to talk lumdishly, it's not a din in the tzuras os. The tzuras os is the tzuras os. Muk of Gvil is a din. If you have a problem, you can get rid of it. But it's not called chayk teiches if you scrape it away. And it's not called shalei kasidron, because you have the letter. You just have the letter with a psul. And if it happens afterwards, and it retains its, if the letter doesn't retain the tzuras os, you're out of luck.
Once you erase it, you
erase what?
Erase the Muk of Gvil.
Erase the touching?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You fixed up the tefillin. If you look up a pair of tefillin and there's two letters touching, you just have to scrape it away. Even if it happened b'shas, unless it doesn't have what the Rav has to paskin, what a Sefer has to know on his own, is whether sometimes when two letters are touching, they lose the Tzura Sa'os. If you have a bays, I'm just giving an example off the top of my head, and the bays is touching the resh that's next to it, like it goes so far it's not touching it, it's going to look like a tess. It's not going to look like a bays and a resh. It's going to look like a funny tess. It's going to look like a misformed tess. Sometimes, what do? That's the famous, if you're not sure, what do? That's the showing it to a tino. You don't always show it to a tino. There's some basic halachas that are so intrinsic to the Tzura Sa'os that showing it to a tino will not help. There are some basic halachas that it won't matter if a tinok reads it wrong. We say it has the tzura sa'os. These are very complicated halachas. We're going to learn some basics, but a lot of machleksim in them. We'll try to learn as much as we can about it. That's more in the tzura sa'os part. Now we're learning the general basic halachas. I mean, about Book of Deville and the like. Okay. Now, let's just see. I wouldn't mind seeing the bir halacha that he says to see. Avol b'Yerushalmi. Ayin b'mishnebura shakos of the da'av. Ayin b'tas yukot of the b'chudish. No, we're not going to learn this. Too detailed. No, we're not going to learn this. We continue with the Mechaber in the middle of Sif Tezvot. Nike reko panimi shel hay. Right? A hay has a reko panimi. Just close your eyes and imagine a hay, and on the left is a little leg sticking out. So, let's say, how much of that could be missing? He gives an example of nekev. It could be the ink got erased. Whatever it is. He gives the example of a hole. How much of that little leg hanging down do you need to have a kosher hay? Afil lo nisha b'menu el koshu, even if you have the most minute amount, kosher lo harosh, hago avoshor poiskim atzichim kemloi ois katana, it has to be as big as a small yud, a yud, v'hochi hilchusa ba'ah, but what ksav? What ksav? That's always the question. A small yud and what ksav? So the Chazon Ish says, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah also, I think. We're talking about the left leg? Yeah. We're talking about those that are chaylik on the rush. So the left leg, it could taka be a small yud in any ksav whatsoever. But it's still more than a minute amount. A minute amount means a dot. And we're saying it has to be as big as a small yud. But it doesn't have to be the yud of... Melo os katana means a yud. Not a small yud, a yud. But it doesn't have to be a yud of the ksav of this particular tefillin. It can be the smallest yud possible. But the kosher who of the rush is a dot. I think it's a dot. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it has to be a dot that a tinok would read it like a hay. So the technical kashrus is a dot, but you still need the tinok to read it like a hay. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll see in the Mishka Brua. What? No, he has to read the whole letter like a hay. We're talking about the left leg is a minute amount. Okay, let's see the Mishka Brua on the left leg. Lamed chasnika, v'od din amimcha k'tzas mi'adiyo. So he ain't got a race, v'lo nike. V'davka behe pola garosh. Right, it's hanging down anyway. It doesn't matter if it's lamal or lamata. The subit ain't sheer la nakuda tluyabo. Avilum kosum et chilo regal kotzer kze kotzer la harosh. This is really the halacha of the formation of a hay. The rosh holds the chatchila. The left leg could be a minute amount. Avul b'shor oisius k'moy ches v'chadoyma gam harosh moide the regal hasmoli dina k'mo regal yamini. The rush is not saying a halacha in the left leg, right? A ches has a left leg. The left leg has the same dinim as the right leg. It's only by a hay, which is like a funny. It's like a kuf. I wonder what the rush holds by a kuf. We have something that's not attached to the ice, really. So the rush holds it can be a minute amount. Matzrichin, but the other place can hold. Remember that you always have a kofas gvil problem you have to contend with. So if a hole developed, if there was actually a hole, so, hey, wait a second. That side of the regel smoli is not muk of gvil, because there's a hole right on top of it, right? Right? You're picturing what's going on. If there's a hole that erased part of the regel smoli, so obviously what's left of the regel smoli is now not muk of gvil, because there's a hole on one side. So it's not Book of Gevil. But we know that if it happened afterwards, it doesn't matter. There's no problem with Book of Gevil if it happened after the letter was written. Bekashrus. So that'll be the case here. It happened after it was written already. Because there's some of Sifta.
What? The whole thing of Nekev is there existing already, and he writes the post around it.
The whole problem of a Nekev. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to use a cloth for the Nekev. But the Yeved, it does not create a problem. If as long as you're Mukav Kvil, when you form the Os, you could. Right. The problem of a Nekev, what we had yesterday, that a Nekev, that the ink will fill up the Nekev and you won't notice it anymore. That's not a problem. Even though there's technically no parchment there, there's just ink. Okay? That's not a problem. And it's not a problem. Stamazai, it's not a problem. It's l'chatchila. A Nekev is not an automatic psul. Okay? If there's no book of Gvil, again, if there's a hole b'shas ma'isa and you formed your hay by writing the letter right up to the hole, you got a book of Gvil problem. I told you, you have to remember, if the sefer writes a letter on the last line and he goes down to the bottom of the page, puzzle, it's not book of Gvil, it went down to the bottom of the page. There has to be book of Gvil on all sides at the time of the formation of the os.
We paskin not like the rush. The Shermor is not just being machmer. The pshita lay the halacha kavul sayu. The rush is a shita siyachid. The im came to talk lazamayd lasayf from shenach shalom bezer.
The sayf are many times sloppy about the left leg of the hay. They're sloppy. They just get a little. It has to be the size of a yud. Again, the Chazanish says any yud. Doesn't have to be the yud of this ksav.
Betfilin and mezuzos, oh my goodness, the meaning kasidron, you don't have an eitzah. What are you going to do? You can puzzle the old tefillin forever.
Even here's an example where a tino could read it like a hay, but it doesn't help you because it's missing the basic surah, I told you. Very complicated halacha. Sometimes it's missing the basic surah. It doesn't matter what a tinok will do, it's puzzle anyway. Sometimes it has enough of a basic surah that it's kosher anyway, and it doesn't matter what a tinok will do. Now, halachas of when you call for a tinok are themselves very complicated. Al Kaponim here, he's paskaling not like the rush. So if your left leg of the hay is not a shear of a yud, it doesn't help you that a tinok will read it as a hay. That's not going to help you.
Maybe you could fix it up afterwards. If you wrote it too much like a base, no, shasol meruba kama, right? Al yedei tikkun ayin shom. Okay, this is too complex. He says maybe it would help. Yeah. Okay. Let's learn one more din. Nika regala yamini. Oh, the right leg of the hay developed a hole. So here, everybody's moida in the shtayim imenu meloi ois katana kosher gemar posel. Everybody's moida, the right leg of the hay has to be the size of a yud.
Here already the poskim say you can't have it be the size of any yud in the world. It has to be the size of the yud of this particular mezuzah or tefillin, as the case may be, say the Torah. The right leg of the hay has to be the size of a yud as it appears in this document in front of you.
Sufkot and Memal of Mishnah Brua, Nikev Regal Yemini, Vuadin and Nitzah Ka'os below Nekev.
Not a hole, it cracked.
Onim Chakat Seha'os, it might have cracked. Umari Yeshulchanorach Pa'orko, we're talking about, of course, the length. Vuadin and Nitzah Katsas Me'ovio, the thickness, Bein Al Yedei, Nikiv Al Yedei Mechiko. So what do you mean, Huadin? I don't know what he means, Huadin. Here we say, as thin as it is, it's going to be kosher. Initial Srika Daka Shokar, a thin, thin line of ink. Kamo Vavo Yud Daka Kosher. Dein Shir Lo the Osios. Ella de Benika, Bein Bob Yu, Bein Bob Kobina Shnika Vacharak Siva. Remember, in order to. A hole, ink erased, a crack, it's all the same. The only place it's not the same is if it's Nika, if you got a book of Gvil problem, and it's only going to be kosher perhaps if it happened afterwards. Who can come on the Sifter Zion? Hayimini Shalhei, because of a prima godin. Nearly the Adil Sharois is going Dalid, Lamid, Pei, Pshuta. That's what we call an endothane. Tzadik Pshuta, Kuf Reish, Teschof. Any leg coming down, and this Shemarech Hayimini Kiyudai Bekachat Chonoshono. Okay, this is really not for this Simon. Finally, coming to Simon Lamid Vov, the Dine Tzuras Aosios. Both Lamid, who pay Pshuta, the Tzadik Pshuta, the Kuf, both stuff. Okay. In the Shtayer, I don't mean Nikol Tzadmalo. You have to have from the hole going up. It has to be as big as a yud. The lomit sarfina le'mashal amatami anegim. We don't count what's under the hole. Afilu and tinok lo chokam lo tipish korelois. Even if the tinok will say, yeah, that's a hey, no problem. Or even if we'll read it as a yud. But it's not a yud. But the tinok's eye will see what's on top of the hole and what's on the bottom of the hole. And we'll read the whole thing properly. It doesn't help. Kiva don't roll shlo nisha tsuras aos kutikuno. Kmosh was born with some of Shematas. Avalim nishtayim and nekel little malo may have to go to malo and nitzah goes bam to kashir is katana. Kosher, and you don't have to show it to a tinuk. We know that's the proper tsuras aos. If the right leg has a size of the yud, size, and lengthwise the size of the yud, it's kosher. You don't have to go showing it to a tinuk. Doesn't matter even if it doesn't look like a hay to a tinuk. It's a kosher hay. It's kosher. It has enough of the kashrus in it. It has enough of the tzuras os. What did him cause of the chatzchila regular ketana ketzora kazan the kosher? Doesn't matter when it happened. Vayim by the time of bir aloka. The bir aloka taka says here. Malos ketana. Right, it has to be of this. Oh. No, okay, but one point. Mishmur says if it's small, if it's average, you can't have it smaller. But if it's a very large ksav, it is good if the right leg is an average yud. It doesn't have to be you don't have to be that machmir. So the Chazanish says that the left one can be any size yud. The right one has to be the ksav of this cloth. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying it doesn't have to be the size of this cloth's yuds if they're very unusually big. It's enough if it's an average yud. There is a very, the Biroloch does get into the business about having to show it to a tinok. We won't go into it now. It's enough to know these basic kolam as we're learning. Meloos katana hainu yud of a kutza tachton shalom. The yud includes, where's the yud? The yud is not just the seed, the yud has a leg coming down. Like the yud has a small leg, it's not just a blob of ink. It has a leg coming down, that's called one ukitz, then it has on the right side up and down, it's a separate problem. A separate thing. But when you're talking about the size of the yud, don't forget, it comes down the yud. It takes up space. Not just a blob of ink. Below mikvi yud below kaitza tachtoy. Okay? Your halacha talks about this halacha about not showing it to a tinok if it's taka the size of a yud. Look at the Imlav Posel, it's an important principle. He says if the right leg is not a sheer os yud, it's posel. The lomit sarfina lo, you don't combine mashalamata mi'anekev. Bafila lo hoya predoso nikar lahedya. Even if it's not so noticeable that it's split. If you have a split in the right leg of the hay, and on top of the split, it's not a below os yud. It's not a below os katanas, it's posel. And you're not mitzaref to what's under the hole, even if it's not so nikar, and a tinok reads it like the os, the tinok lochokum lotomish korle laos. But you might be able to fix it up, and it might not be a problem of kshaloi kasidra. That's more dika chidushim here. You have to understand these kolam exist in halacha. Very, very complicated. It's possible, showing it to a tinok will not help. Usually that kills the whole tefillin. No. Here, if it reads like a hay,
and it's not such very complicated. I mean, just realize that there could be such a case that it's possible, and a Tino won't help you if he reads it properly, but there's enough Tsuras Os there that it's not called Shaloka Sidron if you go back and fix it up. This is a very unusual case. What the principle of this is, you really can't know. You have to learn each Os and learn what's its basic Tsura, what's its basic Tsura, and what's its Tsura. And then what's its Tsura L'chatchila. Every Os has a baseline. Here, you have an unusual, minimal Tsuras Os. Showing it to a Tinuk will not help you. Usually that goes hand in hand. We're showing it to a Tinuk, and the Tinuk reading it properly will not help you. Usually that kills it. And now it's Shaloka Sidron if you go back and fix it up. This case, the hay that the right leg is not a below Os Katana, but it reads like a hay, you need that part also. It has to read like a hay. If you go on and you make a hay with a right leg that's not a below Os Katana, just level it. You don't form it correctly when you write it. You didn't make it big enough. And then you go on and write the next letter. There's no sheet that you can be misakin in afterwards. It's only when it reads like it, but there's a hefsek in the middle, the tina will read it like it, that gives it enough of a tzura. That sheet that the Bir Halacha holds, the Bir Halacha apparently allows that to be so kal. If you want to learn the Bir Halacha more by Arichus, it's in the Bir Hamaskil. The Bir Hamaskil Kosher. No, it's not there. Where is it? Because of Kamosha Biyarnu Basamuch, maybe he. Akaponim, there's certainly. We can't learn it because it doesn't mean anything to us. You have to learn each oath. What's its bottom line, basic, minimal surah. Here. I want you to remember that you can have such a barrier. You can have such a barrier that it's possible, and the Tinuk won't help you, but the Tinuk will still help you enough that you can fix it up afterwards. It's not told for Lokasuv. So you have to remember that it could be such a thing. Okay.